Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, so Professor, we have some questions today, and we would start with the audience questions. So the question is, if a child is showing unexpected behavior, is force a way to actually deal with the child?
We need to, when we are dealing with a child who carries out a behavior which is not expected, which is annoying, which is, you know, disruptive. So, of course, it depends on the age, what age of child is it. If it's at the age of a stage where he can be made to understand, then we need to deal with him in a firm way, especially the second 7 years, the first 7 years, by showing, number one, setting a good example ourselves, number two, telling them, explaining to them what they've done is not good, and moreover, showing them their love and respect, and showing them that they will not feel good about it. The parents show that we are feeling bad about it, we feel annoyed by it, and if he loves them and as they love him, he should be, desisting from doing such things. But then there's a age where the child becomes a teenager and he does things which are not good. There, at that age, you can't, force him to stop doing things. You can't make him do it
by force.
By force and by compulsion. Then you have to take more severe action. Of course, you need to be careful in that stage that you don't make him...
Have a behavior wherein your child gets more worse.
Shouldn't worsen the situation, yes. The punishment should be there. There should be some sort of boycott. He should be some of the things that you're giving him, they can be stopped. There should be some sort of, punishment that he feels really.
Okay, so
bad.
Force should be stopped, but you can actually have alternatives.
Exactly.
So one of the alternatives you're suggesting is that if you're providing some of the facilities,
you can
stop.
Yes. You can stop providing
as
those
punishment.
Yes. Number one, at the first stage, you need to, overlook the mistakes. You don't. You try to, feel that, make him feel that you don't understand. You don't even know that you're making a mistake. Don't let him feel that he should himself or herself realize that my parents are they are so graceful that they're overlooking our mistakes. Number one, but then. If that is not going to work, and maybe that may not make him more offensive, more aggressive, then you should, deal with it in a firm manner, talk to him about it, talk to her about it, discuss the issue, especially if he's 14 years and above of age. becomes a teenager, then talk to him about the negative aspects, talk to him about the positive things, talk to him about the social impact it will have upon him or her or upon the family, make him realize that it's going to be very disruptive for the family. It would become a problem for the society, for the family in society. Make him realize or her realize that it's a real mistake what's being done and it should be desisted from. And if in any in a case that he or she does not accept, then you know you can start stopping the facilities. You're giving him, for example, pocket money. You don't stop giving the pocket money. You're giving him facilities at home. You can stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Prophet says, till the age of 21, you can be responsible, you can, but beyond that, then you should leave it upon them to take their own course of life.
So what is the foremost thing over here is that force is not the first step you should be taking in order to stop your child from any aggressive behavior. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us to understand that do we have to use force in order to stop an unusual behavior from a child? Yes, Professor.
So, as I said, using force, even punishment, is not very good. It's not appropriate. We need to make him understand that, I mean, there's an example given that if you can take something with the help of a spoon and rub it off and scratch it off, then why do you need a knife to cut it off? So you need to, you know, apply force to an extent that the person does not, react in an aggressive manner. It should be very mild. Especially if, for example, we want them to offer their prayers, for example, we can't make them by force to pray. We need to make them understand the importance. They need to understand that the person who carries out ibadah, the worship of Allah Almighty, like fasting or praying or whatever, it should be because of the love of Allah. It should be done because of one's love for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
We should try to inculcate the love and the mahabba of Allah Almighty in the heart of a person. We should make him realize that whatever is to be done is for the purpose, for your own benefit. So that is important, that it should be done in a way that is making the child understand, realize the mistake, and then rectifying that mistake and correcting it on not because of the force, not because of the punishment, because make him realize, we need to make him realize that it should be done for the love of the love of Allah, the love of the goodness in doing good things.
Yeah.
So we need to make children, even if we need to, you know, make some sort of bargains with them. We need to make them bargain with them and say that if you do this, I will do this for you. If you do that, I will do that for you. So you can even bargain with them. You can make them realize that if you carry out something which is important, then you will be getting this reward out of it. If you don't do it, then I will cut off that reward from you, or I'll punish you with some sort of, you know, something that you want, and I will not give it to you. So in any case, you find, for example, in the example of the Prophet Abraham, he stood up against the idols and idol worship.
Yeah.
But how did he do it? He broke down the idol, he tore it down, but he did it in a manner that he put the axe on the shoulders of the bigger idol. And when people came to him, he said, who broke it? Who tore it down?
This idol broke it.
Who destroyed it? Ask this one. this yeah. idol.
Who has the axe on him? Yeah.
So this is the way to do it. So you need to instead of, you know, breaking, you need to break idols.
Yeah.
But they have to be done in a logical and sensible way.
In a logical way, and you don't have to put all the blame on yourself. We'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and this is IRIB English Radio. We have Professor Salman Nakawi with us. Professor, there's a question. What should be the behavior with a child, especially a teenager, who has reached the age of puberty but is not actually carrying out religious obligations in a way he is supposed to? So what is the way to deal with this child?
Yes, as I have been explaining, we need to explain to them the importance of praying and what will be the rewards which will come to him as a result of that praying. And he should realize why he should be praying to Allah Almighty. At the age of puberty, people need answers. Children want answers, to logical answers. And we have said that we need to provide them those answers. We should be able to, you know, make them realize that it's a part of the whole scheme of things in our lives. We worshiping Allah in a specific way is a part of life. It is, you know, adjusting to the reality of the world. We need to understand and consolidate that. For example, we say when you go into the army, you're supposed to have a parade in the morning, early morning. Every day you should start off with a parade. And you are carrying out that parade to reinforce your commitment to the institution. So as a Muslim, you are entering into the army of Allah Almighty, and you need to complete all the time, you need to reaffirm your commitment to Allah Almighty and to the cause of all the existence of other human beings. And you need to go back to that reality. You need to go back to the real cause of everything. And you need to go back and seek His help and guidance in everything that we do. So we need to make him realize. Sometimes we think that many things which are happening today in society, the social media age and things which are around us, they are causing our children to be removed from God. No, that's not the case. We can even take the help of the social media. We can take the help of the information technology today in teaching our children things about new things about God, about the universe. I mean, we even to these in this technology can be employed for developing the attachment to God. Today we have a lot of sites, we have a lot of applications which we can employ to teach our children a lot of things about Allah Almighty, about the universe and His creations, and so many things. And we can resort to these things. Today we need to get answers. We can the answers to many questions are there at the tip of our fingers. So we can take the help of this new technology. Not even that we shouldn't say this technology is becoming a hindrance to our progress. No, it is becoming a part of the progress itself if we use it properly.
Yeah.
So our children can be made to realize, made to understand what has to be done, and that can be done in a very sensible and very cool-minded way.
Yeah. So there are ways, and Islam has taught us ways how to behave, how to teach, and how to get the better outcomes. Professor Nakawi, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much to our listeners. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, that's parstoday.ir, and go to the tab COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find our old programs, the archive of our programs over there. And in case you have any queries for us or any questions, any feedback, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just typing Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way